Dear brothers and sisters at CRPC, Scott Brinkerhoff here. It's Friday, April 24, and I bring you a word of testimony from South Sudan. What a day we live in. Who would have thought the whole world could be so humbled by a microscopic cell? And here we are, the great developed countries of the West, alongside the least of these, South Sudan, all doing battle with a cell we can't even see. But while we make no personal claims on the outcome of the battle, we can do what kings and common people have done down through the ages. We can come together to worship our good and all-powerful warrior king. While many in the world think that coming together for worship is not essential, we know. To make this point more personal and current, let me describe some of what has been happening here in South Sudan, alongside the story of Hezekiah after worship had been neglected there in Judah. In 2 Chronicles 29:20, it says, "Then Hezekiah the king rose early and gathered the officials of the city and went up to the house of the Lord." Security forces here have been moving around on Sunday mornings to enforce the edict of no worship services, at least not more than 10 people at a time. At first, some churches balked at the government telling them they couldn't gather to worship, and they came together anyway. In one church nearby, the security officials entered the worship service and asked, "Who wants to worship Jesus?" The leaders and a few others raised their hands and were summarily beaten and arrested. And this happened in other churches in our area as well. Another church decided to submit first to God and then to the security officials by gathering their elders at 6 a.m. for worship. After which, the elders went out one by one into the nearby neighborhoods of their community and led small gatherings of God's people in worship under a tree. You've probably heard other stories of how God's people are meeting for worship. These really encourage me to hold fast and enjoy more than ever this means of grace. Our team meets for worship every Sunday at 4, followed by a fellowship meal. Nevertheless, I always look forward to my times with you all in Asheville. It's my desire that we'll be known now more than ever as a people for whom worship, corporate worship, is essential. I hope this testimony of what God is doing here will encourage your hearts as it has mine.